There are things about the French-born pianist Hélène Grimaud that make it almost possible to ignore her music. There is her memoir, already published in French, although she's just 35. It begins, "I have no nostalgia for childhood." There is her attraction to wolves. She and her boyfriend run what they call a wolf conservation center north of New York City. And there's the fact of her movie star looks. She's been featured in Vogue. But listen to her playing, and listen to her talk about music, and her intensity makes you ignore all the rest. This is Rachmaninoff's second piano sonata. She's paired it with Chopin's second sonata on her new CD. It is a tribute to two masters of romantic piano music.
There are obvious parallels, I think, between Chopin and Rachmaninoff. I mean, for me, there are two composers that, well, first of all, have devoted most of their existence to writing for the piano, exclusively or almost exclusively. They were both, you know, wonderful pianists themselves. But they, even, you know, beyond all of this, for me, they really epitomize the Slavic soul and also the notion of exile. Gives their music a nostalgic color, something quite poignant, without necessarily sadness in it. So it's a very interesting emotion. There's also something very noble, very dignified about the expression of both those composers, I feel.
Chopin, the Polish exile in France, and Rachmaninoff, the Russian expat out in California.
Exactly. So that's for bringing the two of them together. Beyond their respective worlds, which have so much in common, there's also the theme of death that we owe to those two second sonatas.
I want you to talk about the Chopin second sonata. When you play something that is so well known as the Funeral March from this sonata, how do you, as an artist, approach this, which is going to be on the knife's edge of cliché, no matter what you do, because we know this so, so well?
Well, it's a good point, and it's certainly something that we encounter on a regular basis in our vocation, but, well, you can't let that intimidate you in any way, shape, or form. And when the time has come for me to reacquaint myself with the piece or dive into its expressive fiber for the first time, I have no choice. This is something that I must do, and I'm never daunted by however many fantastic versions might be out there, because there is an inner voice that, you know, fits the material.
When you are in the expressive fiber, as you say, of the Chopin sonata, I have a habit of listening to music cranked up very loud, and I'm hearing you breathing throughout that piece. You're really into it there.
Yes. Well, you know, how could one not be? This is something that just, you know, sweeps you away.
Yes.
it's a manifestation that I can't really control. I mean, I suppose if I wanted to, I could, but there's really no reason to. And I have a choice between the breathing or the humming, and I'm sure the breathing is the lesser of the two evils.
Really. You mean when you're playing, it's in practice you might be humming, but in recording
exactly.
session you confine yourself to breathing.
That's exactly right.
I want you to talk about the Rachmaninoff Second Piano Sonata. You've said that this collection of these two pieces, which are most of the CD, represent both death and also transcendence in the Rachmaninoff piece.
Yes. That is very palpable in the finale of the Rachmaninoff Sonata. There's that jubilation, that victory over one's demons. And of course, you know, the theme of bells is ever present in his music and in the sonata from the very start of the first movement. It's there and continues all the way throughout. So there's something very ominous about that, but also towards the end of the piece it becomes, you know, a hopeful chime. You know, what's really interesting is that, you know, these two composers have something to say about timeless preoccupation of mankind. I mean, it really places this idea of death and the way it's always there. And so these pieces really put you face to face with what are we here for, you know, what is life about. And so in a way it puts you back at the center of the urgency of living. And you can only really achieve that by looking death in the face, really.
Well, Hélène Grimaud, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. Thanks to you.
Hélène Grimaud's CD is called Rachmaninoff Chopin Piano Sonatas.